NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Facebook begins trading on Wall Street today. Shares are priced at $38, giving the company a value of more than $100 billion. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports it's likely to be the second largest initial public offering in Wall Street history.
Sensing enormous interest in Facebook stock, the company and its advisors set the per-share price at the very top of the expected range. But some analysts and investors are already saying that $38 is too high. Facebook boasts nearly a billion users, but so far at least, they haven't generated much in the way of advertising revenue.
And of course, that's the whole story today.
Steve Blank teaches entrepreneurship at Stanford.
Do we believe that Facebook will be smart enough to figure out how to monetize, that is, make money from those eyeballs they have?
If the stock ends the trading day at roughly the IPO price, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg will hold shares worth nearly $30 billion. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The prosecution star witness in the Roger Clemens perjury trial is back on the witness stand today for a fifth day of testimony. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, Clemens' one-time trainer, Brian McNamee, suffered through a brutal day of cross-examination Thursday from the defense.
McNamee was an evasive, sometimes snippy witness when questioned by defense lawyer Rusty Hardin, at one point growing red-faced with anger. He admitted he lied to federal investigators. He admitted he lied to the Mitchell Commission investigating drugs in baseball. He changed many details of his testimony, even the year in which events allegedly occurred. But on one thing, he remained unshakable, that he had repeatedly injected Roger Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs between 1998 and 2001. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney says President Obama is focusing on character assassination. Speaking at a campaign rally in Jacksonville, Florida, Thursday, Romney says his campaign is focused on charting a course for the future. These comments come after Romney's supporters canceled a reported $10 million ad campaign that would have highlighted the president's ties to a controversial former pastor, Reverend Jeremiah White.
I repudiate that effort. I think it's the wrong course for a PAC or a campaign. I hope that our campaigns can respectively be about the future and about issues and about a vision for America.
Romney says he wants his supporters and allies to focus on creating jobs. Supporters abandoned the ad campaign after a report in the New York Times. It's now in the hands of the jury in the corruption trial of John Edwards. The former presidential candidate is accused of using nearly $1 million from two wealthy donors to hide his pregnant mistress during the 2008 campaign. Neither Edwards nor his mistress testified during the trial. Asian markets sharply lower by the closing bell. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, falling nearly 3%. U.S. futures contracts are in positive territory. This is NPR. Protesters are heading to Camp David in Maryland, hoping to have a chance to influence leaders of the world's eight biggest economies who will be at the presidential retreat this weekend for an economic summit. The lead organizer of the demonstrations, Occupy Baltimore, says they expect hundreds of protesters to line the streets Saturday with a variety of messages for the leaders, ranging from bank bailouts to nuclear disarmament. Gusty, unpredictable winds continue to drive the Gladiator fire in north central Arizona. Fire personnel from 14 states are pitching in to battle the blaze. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports, they're getting no help from the conditions.
The fire has destroyed at least four homes near the old mining town of Crown King, and the neighboring town of Pine Flats has been put on evacuation notice. There are more than 600 people from all over the country fighting this fire with engines and air tankers, but the weather and rugged terrain have made a challenging job that much tougher. In addition to the homes in the towns, the fire is also threatening communication sites, power lines, and historic sites in the Prescott National Forest. Strong winds, high temperatures, and dry air are forecast to continue for at least the next several days. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Tokyo wants businesses in western Japan to cut electricity use by 15% this summer, trying to head off looming energy shortages. It isn't a mandatory order, but officials say with all of the country's nuclear reactors offline for maintenance and local opposition to restarting those plants, they need to act. Officials say if the companies comply, they can keep rolling blackouts to a minimum. Crude oil prices slightly higher in Asian trading this morning, up 4 cents at $92.60 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.